I'm not confident, but I'm hopeful. It would need a very significant transfer from Thomas Byrne to Pat the Cope for him to catch up. And, of course, I'll also get something from Thomas Byrne. Look, none of this is beyond the bounds of possibility. It would be a great day for the Cope if he got the transfer he needs. And sometimes there are great days in politics, and sometimes there aren't. We think it won't be high enough from our tallies, but we don't know. It's still all to play for here, but perhaps, and very much a perhaps, maybe, it might be very slightly in my direction. But as I said, when you are distributing 65,000 votes, anything can happen.
If Pat the Cope gets the amount to get closer to you that he needs, is there a chance of a recount tonight?
I'm sure there is. You know, if it's too close, I'm saying that without knowing. I mean, I don't know which side it'll be. I might be the one who's calling for a recount. When votes are very close, you don't know. But we'll wait and see. After Thomas Byrne's distribution, then we'll see what the gap is, because at that point, there are still votes from Matt Carty. His surplus will have to be distributed at that time because Thomas Byrne is going to elect Matt Carty. But we don't know how much that will be. We don't know if it will make a material difference between the two candidates that are left. So it's all still to play for. But the last tranche of votes that I got, which was a surplus from Mairead McGuinness, which came from Jim Higgins, was very positive for me.